Arion Belinsky that was filled with impertinent expressions against the Orthodox Church and the sovereign power, and with attempting to set up a clandestine printing press. The emperor himself revised his sentence to 4 years at hard labor, followed by 4 years of military service in Siberia. But he also decided to stage a little drama for the prisoners. A mock execution on the Semyonovsky parade ground, to be interrupted at the last moment by an imperial reprieve and the reading of the actual sentences. Konstantin Mucholsky notes that the emperor entered personally into all the details, the scaffold's dimensions, the uniforms to be worn by the condemned, the priest's vestments, the escort of carriages, the tempo of the drum roll, the route from the fortress to the place of shooting, the breaking of the swords, the putting on of white shirts, the executioner's functions, the shackling of the prisoners. On December 22, 1849, the performance took place. Petrashevsky was in the first group of three to be executed. Dostoevsky was in the second. He had just turned 28. In a letter to his brother Mikhail, written that same evening, Dostoevsky declared, "As I look back upon the past and think how much time has been spent to no avail, how much of it was lost in delusions, in mistakes, in idleness, in not knowing how to live, what little store I set upon it, how many times I sinned against my heart and spirit, for this my heart bleeds. Life is a gift, life is happiness. Every moment could have been an age of happiness. Si jeunesse savait, if youth only knew. Now, on changing my life, I am being born again in a new form. Brother, I swear to you I will not lose hope and will preserve my spirit and my heart in purity. I'll be reborn to the better. This is all my hope, all my consolation." That rebirth did take place, but more slowly than Dostoevsky may have thought, and through experiences he could not have imagined before the years he spent at hard labor. His Notes from a Dead House give an account of it. In February 1854, Dostoevsky was released from the prison in Omsk and sent to serve as a private in the fortress of Semipalatinsk in Kazakhstan, some 400 miles further east. There, for the first time, he was allowed to contact his family. In a letter to his brother, written on February 22, 1854, a week after his release, Dostoevsky described the horrors of prison life, and in particular the hatred of the peasant convicts for the nobility, to which he belonged by birth, though his sentence deprived him of his legal rights as a nobleman. The details in the letter are more shocking than anything we find in Notes from a Dead House. Yet he could say in the same letter, referring even to robber murderers, "Believe me, there were deep, strong, beautiful natures among them, and it often gave me joy to find gold under a rough exterior." The intensity of that contradiction was at the heart of Dostoevsky's prison experience. The struggle to understand its implications would inform all his future works. Dostoevsky arrived in Semipalatinsk filled with plans for writing. He felt that he had enough material in him for many volumes, and though as an exile he was forbidden to publish, he hoped that situation would change in some 6 years, if not sooner. While still in Omsk, a week after his release, he had asked his brother to send him books. The list is interesting. "I need, very necessary, ancient historians in French translations, modern historians, Guizot, Terry, Thiers, Ranke, and so forth, national studies and the fathers of the church, and church histories. Send me the Quran, Kant's Critique of Pure Reason, and Hegel, especially his History of Philosophy. My whole future depends on this." He was clearly intent on rethinking his former utopian socialism, both historically and philosophically. "I won't even try to tell you what transformations went on in my soul, my faith, my mind, and my heart in those 4 years," he wrote in the same letter. "That perpetual escape into myself from bitter reality has borne its fruit. I now have